but just to different degrees. I'm the only one saying you shouldn't sell them arms, period. We put, us, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar put 600 tons of arms into Syria in 2013. This is not a small amount of arms. This is a large amount of arms. Now, if you talk to the people who supported this, they would say, oh, we're only giving them to the moderate Syrians. Problem is their definition of moderate is not quite the same as mine. They're all radical jihadists. One of the reasons they oppose Assad is that he's too secular for them. They want radical Islam to control their lives. There's different sects of it, but they're all radical. Some are al-Qaeda, some are al-Nusra, and variants of those became ISIS. But I warned them that the great irony is if you give them weapons, you'll be back in a year fighting your own weapons. True enough, ISIS has $1 billion worth of Humvees they ride around in. They have $1 billion worth of U.S. cash. They pay their soldiers with our money. They have 43 of our tanks. They've got anti-tank weapons. I think it is crazy foolishness to feed arms in to people who hate us. It was a big mistake. And they've grown larger. And there are ways to combat them, but I don't think it requires U.S. troops on the ground.
Take it on purpose.
I don't like to assess motive to people. I don't know exactly. I think they truly felt like they were going to give it to the moderate Syrians. But there was one CIA analyst that I pointed out to them his opinion, and he'd been there, and he knows the different groups. He said the only thing moderate about them is their ability to fight. And so we give arms to them, and then the arms were immediately taken by ISIS. Here's the other idiocy of this, and this question needs to be asked, and hopefully the media would pick up on some of this. What genius sends 50 people to war? President Obama is sending 50 people to war in Syria. Now, it's one thing to debate whether or not we should be at war in Syria. We should debate it as a country. If you want to go to war in Syria again, you want to send our troops over there, we don't send 50, all right? We have a declaration of war, we vote on it in Congress, and if you think it's to defend America that we go into Syria, you don't do it with 50 people. 50 people is a recipe for one of our soldiers being captured, tortured, and killed in a gruesome way, and then we will get dragged into a bigger war. I don't want to see why that happened to one of our soldiers. We don't send 50 people to war. The president also trained some of these moderate fighters. I voted against this, but they allocated $500 million to train them. They spent $250 million on 60 of them, $4 million per fighter. They sent four of them to war. Who sends four people to war? They were captured in 10 minutes, and all of their equipment was captured. So the rest of them, they haven't figured out what to do, but who sends four people to war? What kind of idiot sends four people to war? But the thing is, if you go to war, you don't go to war with underwhelming force. Right. You go to war with overwhelming force.
Sure.
When we fight, we have to fight. But what we ought to do is, we ought to vote in Congress before we go there.
Yes.
Anybody else?